A memorial service is planned at Fort Bragg today, marking 25 years since the 82nd Airborne Division suffered its biggest one-day loss of life since World War II. As Jay Price reports, it didn't happen in combat.
Instead, it occurred at the final place where paratroopers could normally feel safe before boarding a plane for a practice jump or deploying to war, the loading area at the airfield that serves Fort Bragg. Historian John Arson is director of the 82nd's Museum on Base.
On a green ramp, two Air Force aircraft had a mid-air collision as they were coming to land at Pope Air Force Base, and it started a fireball.
A fireball moving at hundreds of miles an hour. The green ramp is an iconic place in the small world of paratroopers, a kind of simple terminal for transport planes at what's now called Pope Field, where soldiers prepare before getting on aircraft. About 500 were readying for a practice jump that day when the wall of flaming jet fuel and aircraft debris struck.
People just started scattering and running. I turned to see what was going on, and I saw the F-16 right about the time it slammed into the runway.
Jason Savelle was an 18-year-old private first class.
Threw me through the air, not sure how far, and just remember being really hot, and my hair had totally been burned and was falling out. I looked around and I saw people running around and other people trying to put them out. They were on fire.
24 men died, then and later, and more than 80 were injured, many with horrific burns. Jay Nelson of Richmond, Virginia, was a 24-year-old second lieutenant.
My leg was burning, so I tried to pat that out with my hands, and I realized with the petroleum stuck to my hands, it was coming back flaming in my fingers. So I took some big old gobs of dirt and then smothered my leg that was still on fire, my left leg.
Nelson was burned over nearly half his body. Another paratrooper grabbed him and put him on a truck with other injured soldiers, and it roared off toward the base hospital.
Yeah, flesh hanging off. We looked like the walking dead.
The effects of the accident still ripple through the lives of the survivors. Savelle was the last of the injured paratroopers discharged from the hospital. He left the Army and said that he began acting out badly, drinking and fighting. But he was able to put that behind him, partly because what happened on the green ramp had soaked in.
24 men died in that plane crash. They didn't get to go on. I feel like I have to live for them.
One important change after the accident was that the Air Force no longer trains with fighter jets at Pope. So the green ramp feels a little more like that last safe place again. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.